Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastion Brigade proudly presents the Anime Boston 2016 Post Show, Part 1 of 2.
Hello, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to a special Anime Boston 2016 post show, part one of two. That's right, it's a two-parter, but you're gonna have to hear the second part on another website, but we'll get to that a little bit later. I am your King David Kevin Borgo, and joining me right here are my good buddies from Wicked Anime and I Am Think. But let me have them introducing themselves, and of course also 42's Anime Reviews, but that's just one person.
Yeah, I'm just here too.
Right. So yeah, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Andrew from Wicked Anime.
I'm Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
I'm Anthony from IamThink.com.
And I'm Sarah, also known as 42 Believer.
And live from Skype.
I was going to say, guys, I don't know if you're pointing to me.
We are pointing to you, David.
My turn yet?
Get a webcam.
We're pointing to you right now, we promise.
Oh, you know what? I could actually do that in a couple of seconds. So I'll do that once I introduce myself. I'm David Lucier, also from IamThink.com.
Yay! Yay! So Anime Boston, another has come and gone, and we are tired as shit.
Yeah, exhausted.
Yeah.
So guys, this year, what'd you think? How would you rate it?
Good. Yeah, this year, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a solid 7.
A 7?
Yeah, it hasn't been the best year in the past because of, like, annoyances. But most of them were outside of the con rather than inside the con. Once we got inside the con, it was the same con that we've always loved, you know?
I'm a little more disappointed in myself that I felt like I wasted a lot of time. I didn't go to any panels again. I didn't, like, explore. I was mostly, like, dealer room lurking, which is my gig. Like, I like the dealer's room. That's what I like conventions for. But I also like to experience Anime Boston itself.
No. I totally agree with you. And I feel like there weren't as many panels that were as interesting as there were last year. I mean, Sarah and I can attest to one certain one that was trying to steal the magic of another sadly no longer around here panel.
Oh, yeah.
Such a bad panel. Dubbing After Dark. I'm just going to call it out because I don't care if the person who runs it is listening. You were bad.
Yeah. Why don't we say more of that for part two?
Yes, we will. I'm just saying, right now, I've got
to. But yes. Hey, David's on camera.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to be a lot...
Anthony, you need to put me on for this to be at all helpful.
You need to turn on your camera.
Oh.
Yes, you got to put on your camera. There is always some technical difficulties when it comes to all of this stuff.
Hey, John,
all right. Hey. We can see you talk to each other.
Cool.
Yes. I'm going to be a little bit kind. I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. Again, this is probably one of the best anime conventions that's around here on the East Coast. But, you know, there wasn't as much to do as there was in previous years. Nothing that really went, hey, I got to run over here and check this panel out.
Yeah, that was probably one of my drives was, like, I went down the list of panels in my guidebook app and wait, why are we talking about panels again?
Part two again.
For me, Anime Boston this year, the con itself is a 7. Personally, as an experience for me, it was a 6. One, because I feel sick. And two, I just didn't get to do the things that I wanted to do that I've done in the past because I didn't get pressed this year, which is okay. Things happen. But that's about it for me.
You just got to bounce back.
It was a good con overall. Like, that is not related to the con directly, really.
I'll agree. It was, the con for me was about... I would give it a generous 6.
until we had our panels, which you hear about in part two, and that really, David knows, he was there.
I was going to say, what are you talking, oh, not panel, not counting your hosting of panel, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. Just say, what planet are you on that's a six? Okay. Yeah, it was definitely slower for me in general, but this particular year, I enjoyed that a lot. I actually came with a couple of friends, so that gave me a little more time to walk around with them than I would have had normally, stuff like that. I definitely spent more time in the hotel than I had at other things, but I don't consider that disappointing.
Yep.
Other years I might have, but in this particular year it worked out well, but there definitely was less time in the con, less panels I was particularly interested in. I was curious to hear what you guys had to say on that, because I thought it might just be me. But I definitely enjoyed it. Obviously, some of us didn't have to deal with all of the crazy line and security issues. That's a whole other thing I imagine we'll get into at some point.
But probably, yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'd go for around a 7 or an 8, personally. I just, even with it being slower, I still had a really good time with that.
Yeah, I'd give it a solid shrug out of 10 because
you weren't inside.
For the folks who haven't been following me, I spent Friday and Saturday just hanging around the mall, shooting from from 9 in the morning until midnight because apparently. I was dropped on my head a couple of times as a kid or something. Yeah, that was not a smart thing to do. I became severely dehydrated this morning, actually, because genius me, after a full day of shooting, I decided to order a pizza loaded with salty meats and woke up feeling hot as hell, but I wasn't sweating, and my skin was red, my eyes were bloodshot, so... That's I did all the things that everybody tells you not to do.
So that's a good pizza. Is
yeah,
what you're
yeah.
Saying.
You know, yeah, yeah. You know that when that happens, you've made some terrible life decisions. Yeah. If I ever decide to, I'm gonna tell you guys right now. If I ever decide to have a shooting schedule like that again, please call the police because I'm probably smoking crack.
I did. I saw your shooting schedule like because you kept posting it. It was just book solid.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a couple of breaks in there, thankfully, but for the most part, it was like redlining it like that Henry Rollins anti-meth commercial.
But yeah, let's quickly talk about like the line situation, because as we know, security was a little bit tighter because some two jackasses last summer tried to do something stupid at
with
a Pokemon.
The Pokemons. Yeah. Yeah, they tried to shoot the Pokemons instead of catch them.
Yeah. But, you know, honestly, my wait in line wasn't too long. I think the longest I ever had to wait in line was probably on the first day of entering Anime Boston. And that was only about 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, we took some pretty strategic routes. Friday was the longest we waited in line. We waited in line for about an hour. That was mostly because, like, when the line would move, it was mostly because they were letting all the no-bag people in. And they would just kind of ignore the people who had bags, and we just kind of got left outside for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when we finally got into the convention, the metal detector line was just not moving. But that is not Anime Boston's fault. The Heinz
never was.
Heightened their security so that no guns would come inside.
Which is fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah.
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 They did a very good job about taking care of the people who had to get in there.
Yes, they did.
That was a concern I had first thing on Friday with all that. I was concerned about what was going to happen. When I had asked first thing Friday morning, they took care of it right away and were like, we're just going to do this right now and just jump me in front. And then by the time I came back in again for Friday night or Saturday, they knew what they were doing. They had the system in place already on AB staff's end. They knew exactly what to do. They had worked something out. We're like, okay, anybody, any VIP or anybody who has to get in first, okay, we have somebody standing over here, specifically one guy with a wand to take care of you. Dog, sniffing dog for your bag. Okay, go.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that next, years after, we won't have to rely on cheat codes in order to get into the con easily.
Yeah, right. And exactly. That's just from my experience personally. That I can at least say they did everything they could for those people, Pretz, panelists, others who, okay, you have to get in here to do this.
Yep.
We know you're on a schedule. We can at least do this. And honestly, that's the only power they really have at this point.
Yep.
Like you said, it's so much of Heinz security saying, here's what the attendees have to do. The only pull AB really had was, okay, well, we have guests, we have panelists, we have press. Here's what we have to do with them. And there's only so much AB can do for the 30,000 guests.
Yeah.
So everything I saw was they were doing everything they could on their end to say, okay, security, Heinz security, what can we do to get people through here? Where can we put people? They were working on everything that they had at their disposal, which unfortunately wasn't much. And from my understanding, there is also, it was not, I'm trying to think of how to word this correctly. AB got this information out very shortly after they were given it.
Yes.
Yes, this
is true.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, this is true facts.
So that was the other thing, is when you saw the information on the website, on AB's website, is about the time that they got it, or very shortly after.
Yeah, but at least once they got it, they didn't withhold it. They just
posted it
automatically.
Exactly. And if you look at dates and times, that will explain some things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
For me, because I didn't have any of that. I was panelist, no press, no nothing. So even so, I don't think I waited any longer in line than I had in previous years of AB at any point. I mean, longest was on that Friday, but we got there really early, so we beat the traffic that you guys got.
Yeah.
But we ended up using every single exit and entrance that they had. We used the Boylston.
At least once.
We used the Boylston one. We used the Sheraton one by the Artist Alley. We used the Dalton Street entrance that they opened up for, like, 5 seconds.
That was the thing that they did.
They were like, everyone, because they closed the Sheraton one because of they had a fire hazard.
Yes.
Because people were lining up on the stairs and blocking exits. So they closed that and opened the one on Dalton Street. So I used every single one, no problem.
Timothy Dalton Street.
So I thought the lines for me were fine, and the metal detectors super easy.
Yeah, when I went through Boylston, I just like walked right in.
Right?
Like there was nobody there. There was only that one time.
Literally, just walked right in.
Yeah, there was only that one time where the Boylston Street entrance touched the end of the Heinz Prudential entrance.
Ooh.
Yeah, the lines were back to back, and we said, "Let's go to Artist."
That's where time stood still.
Yeah,
was between those lines.
Damn.
Lines for me, no problem.
Yeah,
I wasn't angry at all.
Yeah, yes. Lines today weren't too bad because I just registered today just got Sunday registration.
Yeah.
So it's like my longest wait was waiting to get my badge, and then just ran right in. They looked at my bag, said, "Oh, you got camera equipment?" Just
So let's talk about guests.
Yeah. Yes, let's talk about guests. I got to chat with quite a few really cool, awesome people.
We got to chat with a couple as well.
The two that we've probably been searching for ever since starting our press adventure.
Mm. Yeah. There's still a couple more that I still have yet to interview and meet.
Steve Bloom.
Yeah, Jesse Bloom.
Come on.
Yes, please.
Maybe they'll get a bunch of retro guests.
For
next year. Oh, the next year's theme is retro.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So a bunch of retro guests. David just has not learned this yet, but yes, the next year's theme is retro anime.
Oh my God. Dude, imagine if they like got the money and got like Bryan Cranston to come in and talk about his time as an anime voice actor.
That's my jam. Like on Wicked Anime, I'm the 80s guy. Like I do all the 80s animes. Those are my favorites to watch. They're so good. I love that like pop style of anime.
Yeah.
Slayers and stuff like that. Oh, I love it. Tenchi.
Did they specify what they're defining as retro? Because let's be honest, at this point, like Gundam Wing could be considered retro.
Yeah.
Well, they did a Back to the Future bit, so I'm guessing 80s into 90s.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But the thing is too, is what we were discussing is for next year's hardcore anime panel, we could in fact theme it retro.
Or at least I would make one of the segments.
My initial thought
is have a specifically retro segment.
Yeah. Kids these days don't like it if it's in black and white.
Yes. We were all talking about guests.
I know we're talking about guests.
But Monica Rial, super nice. Todd Abercorn was amazing.
See, and the thing is too is like we all got bumped away from Todd Abercorn because he had some special PR
did we ever find out for sure that's what that was?
No, not really.
No, but
we did in fact sign up for him, and none of us got him.
Yeah,
right.
I'm
sure everybody did.
So our PR person, Christine, or our active PR person for Wicked Anime was just like, hey, he's sitting in that room by himself. Is he available?
Yeah, is it cool?
Yeah, and so apparently, yes, the answer is yes, it was cool.
Cool.
So we got like about 15, 20 minutes. We got to do two quick questions.
That's all we needed.
Oh, yes. That's all we needed. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it was perfect. I only had 3 or 4 questions because I was prepared for a relatively full press panel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cutting that down to 2 wasn't a huge deal on my end.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It was wicked fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, and then Monica Real, what a sweetheart. She is, in real life, every character that she's ever played. Yeah.
Except the bitchy ones.
Yes.
She is a cartoon character.
Yep. Yeah,
Monica Real.
She is one of those where you never know what to expect for somebody's normal voice unless you go seeking out interviews and stuff like that, which I don't always do. I do research and stuff, but usually not other interviews because I don't want that to influence anything. And yeah, when she started talking, I'm like, oh, okay, this is actually the voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
And then, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, you weren't? I thought you were.
No.
Roughing that in there. Okay.
And that hasn't come up yet because it was just me and the Toonami faithful in there was Carrie Kearney.
Oh, yeah. Talk a little bit about that.
She was also fantastic.
She's
very similar
like
to what you were saying with Monica, how there you when she starts going and starts talking, you can hear quite a few of the characters in there. And, yeah, she was great. It was just, like I said, it was just myself and the two guys from Toonami faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great time in there. She was very nice. All three of the guests this year, which was awesome, had time at the end to record promos. In our case, for I Am Think, we do autism awareness, so we have PSAs that we try to get guests to record, and I had three interview panels, and I got 3 PSAs. It was fantastic. Everyone was awesome this year.
Nice. Mm. Yeah, yeah. They were really, really good with plugs this year. Like, where previous years they were like,
yes,
no, we can't do this. Like, yeah.
Excellent plugs. Yeah. I got to do some 3-character islands with Monica, Todd, and Tony Oliver. And Tony Oliver
yes,
was
Tony
amazing
Oliver.
To talk about. And, you know, I gave him a chance to look at the question beforehand because I was nervous about asking him about
Raw Force.
And he's like, oh my god, yeah, I'll totally talk about that.
Raw Force is an exploitation film for anybody who doesn't know back in the day. And Tony Oliver was, in fact, a part of that project. And Evan was the only one, of course, who would know something like that. He saw the name Tony Oliver, and he was like, oh, my God, Tony Oliver!
Well, no. What it was Tony Oliver. No way. I pull out my phone. Holy shit, yes way. It's the same guy.
Which, Raw Force is an amazing movie, by the way.
Very amazing.
Amazingly terrible. Oh, for those of you who are at the Hardcore Anime panel, that little clip during Wicked Core, where you have the guy going, what do you call that? And then, that's really sick. That's from Raw Force.
Oh, my God.
That is from Raw Force. That is how amazing that movie is.
I've got to check this out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, do check it out. But even the Japanese guests, and let me just say how excited I was actually to talk to NanoRep after seeing him live. But the thing that I was so happy about for once, because whenever I interview Japanese musicians, when I ask them about like influence and inspirations, it's always American bands and English bands and Australian bands. No one ever talks about Japanese bands that inspired them until now. One of them was talking about a band, I think it was called the Yellow Monkeys, who I've never heard of, but I really want to check it out. Spitz was mentioned, an awesome band, and Judy and Mary. And the lead singer of NanoRipe has that voice that's a lot like Yuki.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I can really understand how they were greatly influenced by them. So I was so happy that finally a Japanese band was influenced by other Japanese bands. So I think the next thing we should talk about is cosplay.
Yes.
And I know that that's up your alley, since that's
right
all
around.
You really
yeah.
can see
this. Exactly, yeah, basically, yeah, a lot of good cosplay this year. I want to shout out to my friend Jessica. She's a Bunny Moon cosplay. She was she spent all weekend as Mia from Monster Musume.
Oh, I saw them.
Yeah, she is. What the hell?
He had his shoe right in the camera.
Sorry.
I can still see all the important stuff.
Yeah.
It was amazing. She made this giant, like, it's, I guess, like, she measured it out, like, it's the life-size, like, how long Mia's tail would be if she was real.
Oh, was she the one with the huge tail that was sitting outside of the dealer's room most of the time?
Yeah.
And in the wedding dress?
Yeah.
The wedding dress Mia,
awesome.
Yeah.
So she made this giant tail. We had all sorts. We did a shoot up in the third floor of the Marriott there, and we just had a ton of fun. Her and her boyfriend, you know, he was dressed as Kimihito.
Kimihito. Yeah. Did he have the blank stare that whole time?
I got to go back in and do the scribble eyes when I edit it. It's great. They had a great chemistry.
You should totally Photoshop that. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I have something really meta that I found, which was hilarious. On Instagram, I follow you.
Yeah.
And I follow Scarlet Rhapsody. So it was really, really incredibly just like life meta going through my Instagram feed. And you took a picture of Scarlet Rhapsody.
She was in the Love Live group, right?
Yes.
Was fun. Yeah. In a first for me, I got to lead a waifu train through the Prudential Center. Scarlet Rhapsody and one of her friends and five other folks girls were dressed up as
Muse.
We're dressed up as Muse in their idolized New Year outfits.
Yeah.
So they just like so that we didn't get separated, they kind of just like grabbed onto their tassels, and then the one up front just grabbed onto my footstool, because I carry a footstool with me when I'm shooting, because I don't think I'm very good, so I need a gimmick. So, and I just led them through the Prudential Center to where we ended up shooting. So that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yes. But what was the most popular that we've all saw? Because I can't believe it. I saw so many Umaru-chans this year.
Yeah,
a lot of people having like the hamster thing, wearing that entire thing.
See, I go nuts for any cosplay that uses LEDs in their cosplay.
Oh, yes.
I go crazy for that. I love LED cosplay. Mm-hmm. So like people with giant swords that are just glowing.
Oh my god,
like,
there were so many Genosas with LED arms.
Arms all.
Oh my god.
There weren't
as many Saitamas this year that I thought there was going to be.
But there were people who shaved their heads to do cosplay Saitama.
Including, I want to shout out my friend.
I was expecting a lot more Saitamas.
Yes.
One thing I did see a lot of, the most stuff that I recognized, was Undertale.
There was a lot of Undertale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I still haven't played yet. And somebody promised me a free copy at Nerdy Show, so I'm waiting on that.
Yeah.
If they don't, I will buy you a copy. Because I literally, when I started playing Undertale, I went to everyone and I'm like, have you played Undertale yet? If not, I will buy you a copy.
Give it to me.
I will bully
Steam.
You.
Yeah.
A lot of Umaru-chans, a lot of Genosis, a lot of Love Live stuff.
And yes, it was tons of Love Live. Cutie Panther and all the different wedding outfits. Crazy stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So, a lot of good crazy stuff that was happening there, with a lot of good cosplay. Guests were awesome, and all in all, a really fun experience.
I just want to mention this one cosplayer, because her outfit was amazing, and she was doing a Sakizo artwork. I don't know if you're familiar with Sakizo. Yeah. So she was doing one of the Sakizo illustrations, a cosplay of that, and it was, like, pitch perfect. She looks so amazing, and she doesn't have, like, any followers on anything. I checked. And it's Fua Fuen Wan, and go look her up, because she's amazing, and you should all follow her, because I was stunned.
Nice.
It was gorgeous.
Yes. All right. So, this concludes part one of our podcast show, but where are you going to have to hear the second one? Andrew, tell them where you're going to have to hear the second part.
If you guys want to go hear part two, we're going to be talking about dealer's room purchases and panels. And you can head over to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where we're going to be chatting it up over there. You can also find us at SoundCloud/wickedanime. And maybe YouTube if you're watching the video to this, if it never comes out.
Maybe not. I didn't do last year's.
Yeah, so. But it will be an option of maybe.
All right, Sarah, plug yours.
Oh, yes. So I'm 42 Believer, Google 42 Believer, and you can find my Twitter and my Facebook and my YouTube and my Tumblr and all the things. And I like Haikyuu.
And then I am Thing.
Yep. You can find Dave and I. We do stuff. You'll see the interviews that Dave did on, and I think he's going to do a write-up, too, up on iamthink.com. And you can check out all the stuff from the crazy shoots I did this weekend over at Flash Cord Photo.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. It's crazy stuff. Perfect.
Excellent, excellent. All right, guys, so I don't know when the second part's going to air, but if it is up by this time, please go onto the Wicked Anime website and check out part two of this Anime Boston 2016 post-show. So until next time, this is your King Baby Duck.
Andrew from Wicked Anime.
Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews.
Anthony from MindThink.com. And
you.
Dave.
He's doing it on purpose.
Dave?
I think he's frozen.
Oh, he's actually...
He's frozen.
I thought he was just sitting there so still.
Yeah.
Oh. Dave from IamThink.com.
All right.
Is he calling?
Yeah, I think he's...
Oh, he's trying to call.
Oh, he's connecting. There we go.
No.
All right. So while we fix that...
That was David from IamThink.com.
Yes.
Go and listen to the second
one. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Yes. All right.
Yay. We're muted?
What?
He can't hear us.
Oh, poo-poo.
Damn it.
All right. So, while we fix this, let's conclude and move on to part two in just a moment.